If you're wondering what events are still on for New Year's Eve, we have a few recommendations. Here's Tanya Pendleton with Things to Do.
Well, if you made it this far, that means you've survived 2021 and some of the most unprecedented times in recent history. So take a deep breath. You made it, which means you want to celebrate.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and old anxiety?
But please do so responsibly, and that's not just knowing your champagne limit. The pandemic is very much not over, so anything you do, consider your own personal risk factors and proceed accordingly. And as things are changing, make sure to read the fine print on any refund policies. That said, there are still tickets available for some New Year's Eve bashes. And the best bargain in town is McGillin's, the Center City bar that boasts not just being the oldest continuously operating bar in the city, but one of the oldest in the country. It was operating during the flu pandemic in 1918. So much history there, and you can make your own going into 2022 because it's only $10 to get in. Chris's Jazz Cafe also has a historic designation, as they've been around since 1989 and are the longest continuously operating jazz club in Philadelphia. Local band Chelsea Reed and the Fairweather Nine, all of whom are students or graduates of the Temple University, are performing three shows there on New Year's Eve.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but forever and a day.
The $100 ticket includes a three-course meal and lots of good classic jazz music from some hometown musicians. We'll have a link to those tickets on our website, whyy.org/things to do. And while we're talking hometown musicians, Kindred the Family Soul is headlining three shows at City Winery, two on New Year's Eve and one on New Year's Day. The husband and wife duo released their seventh studio album, Auntie and Unc, in March.
I'm tired of broken street glass, not getting no rest unless the baby's asleep. But even then, seems like we're trying to clean.
And even more locals are ringing in the new year in their hometown. Disco Biscuits, Philly's favorite local jam band, will be at the Fillmore Philadelphia on Thursday and Friday night to bring in the new year as only they can. And if you can't make their show in person, there is a virtual option that you can check out as well. Head over to Camden, New Jersey, where the Battleship, New Jersey, is hosting fireworks shows on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. The USS New Jersey is no longer in service to the military, but can be in service to a family-friendly New Year's. The party starts at 3:30 p.m. on Friday. With 2022 on the horizon, there's an opportunity for some talented young women. Aspiring Misty Copeland's, listen up. The Chocolate Ballerina Company is looking for you. They are hosting auditions for Advanced Prima Ballerina Assaultas this Sunday at Equilibrium Dance Academy on Broad Street. We'll have a link to the registration on our website, but you only have until Saturday to sign up. We're going to pirouette out of here for this week's edition of Things to Do. But if you missed anything, head over to whyy.com/things to do, where we'll list some great New Year's Eve options for kids, as well as where you can find some virtual options if you decide you'd rather stay in this New Year's. Whatever you do, we wish you a happy and prosperous New Year. We're raising our glasses to new possibilities and look forward to bringing you the best of the weekend in 2022. Happy New Year, everyone.